Chapter 5. Lunch and a Hunch. Madeline Rose missing will be huge. The children drew closer and saw Madeline Rose's mother speaking into her cell phone while tapping away on her tablet. But she saw them too and lowered her voice and quickly disappeared down a hallway.
"I wish we could have heard what she was talking about," said Henry. "There might have been a clue to help solve this mystery."
"I know what would help solve the mystery," said Benny. "Lunch."
"I'm hungry, too," said Violet. "I was so nervous earlier that I didn't even eat breakfast."
"That sounds like a good idea," said Jessie. "We can all get something at the food court."
As the Aldens left the studio and walked back into the mall, they ran into Lonnie, the girl with the nice voice and the flower in her hair.
"Do you know if they're going to let people in to sing soon?" Lonnie asked.
"I'm sorry, Lonnie," said Henry. "We don't know what's going on."
"They didn't find the missing pop star yet, did they?" Lonnie asked. "Do you think they'll just go ahead and do the auditions anyway?"
"I don't think so," said Jessie. "They're all busy trying to figure it out. And now we're going to try to figure it out, too, over lunch."
"Would you like to come and have lunch with us?" Violet asked Lonnie.
"I'd better not," said Lonnie. "I don't want to lose my place in line. I'm just a regular girl, you know. I don't have the kind of connections you four seem to have, where you can just come and go from a TV studio set."
Violet smiled at Lonnie. "We're regular kids, too. I guess we're just lucky today, that's all."
The Aldens told Lonnie that they'd see her again after lunch and started the long walk through the mall. As they passed the crowds of waiting singers and fans, Violet stopped.
"I thought I saw that man with the sunglasses," she said. "I saw him before, too, but we were all running so fast. Why does he keep showing up?"
But there were so many people in line, all of them impatient and loud from the wait, that none of the Aldens could spot the man.
"I'm sure Violet saw him," said Jessie, craning her neck to get a better look.
"It's like he disappeared," said Henry, squinting his eyes.
"We'd better hurry," Benny said, rubbing his belly, "before all the food in the food court disappears, too."
At the food court, Jessie gave each of her siblings some money from their grandfather so they could choose what they wanted to eat.
"Okay," she said, pointing at an empty table next to the big bookstore. "We'll all meet here to eat."
Soon the children sat down with their lunches. Henry took a bite of a fish sandwich.
"I think we need to decide who our suspects are so far," he said. "Who would have a reason to want Madeline Rose to disappear?"
Jessie opened a pack of crackers and crumbled them into the bowl of soup she had bought.
She said, "Remember what we just heard Madeline Rose's mother say? Something about big news? She sure didn't want us to hear any more of what she said. I think she should be a suspect."
"That's a good idea, Jessie," Henry said. "I think another suspect is Lester Freeman."
"But he's Grandfather's friend," said Violet. "He was nice to let us onto the set of Popstar Sensation, and he was going to let me sing. He wouldn't do anything to make Madeline Rose disappear, would he?"
"Well, I agree that he's nice," said Jessie. "But Henry's right. Remember how he was awfully worried about his show being a ratings bonanza?"
Benny had already eaten his sandwich and was now finishing his lemonade, slurping the cold, sweet liquid quickly through his straw until only the jingly ice was left.
"Benny," said Jessie, "that slurping isn't very polite."
"Oh, I'm sorry,"
said Benny, setting his lemonade cup down and pushing it away to the edge of the table.
"It's okay," said Jessie. "Now, who do you think is a subject we should investigate?"
"I think that Wilfred Mayflower is pretty mean and grouchy," Benny said.
"But we heard him say that he doesn't know where Madeline Rose is," said Henry. "And Essie Gadouge doesn't seem very worried at all."
"The other person that I thought wasn't very nice was that lady with the voice that wasn't very good," Benny said.
"Oh, that was Superfan Sophia," said Violet. "She's Madeline Rose's biggest fan, other than me. She wouldn't do anything bad to her hero, would she?"
"Well, I don't think anyone would do anything bad to her," said Jessie. "But she is missing, and Sophia sure seemed to think she was a better singer than Madeline Rose."
"She wasn't even a better singer than Watch," giggled Benny. "Woof, woof."
Sophia also said that a story like this would get millions of people on her website, said Henry. She is the biggest source of Madeline Rowe's news on the internet, she said. I have a hunch maybe she knows more than she told us.
Well, if you think she's a suspect, then why don't you go ask her?
Violet said, pointing into the bookstore.
I see Superfan Sophia right over there drinking a cup of coffee.
Sure enough, there in the cafe of the bookstore sat Sophia, sipping a tall and foamy drink and tapping away at her tablet. The Aldens finished their food, threw away their trash, and hurried over to question their superfan suspect. Benny was in such a rush that he knocked his cup of ice off the edge of the table and onto the food court floor.
Whoops, he said. You'd better clean that up, Jessie told him as she headed toward the bookstore.
Benny tried picking up some of the ice, but he didn't want to be left behind. He decided he would come back to clean it up later. Many other fans the children had seen in the line were also packed into the crowded coffee shop and bookstore. The woman with the pink boa was sipping a hot cup of coffee. The cowboy was looking at a magazine about horses. All seven children from the singing family were scattered around the store. The wait seemed to have gotten too long for just about everyone. The Aldens pressed flat against the cafe counter and eased their way to where Sophia was sitting, carefully trying not to knock any of the books or other things from the display racks.
Oops,
said Benny, knocking over some packs of stickers from a rack. He reached down to pick them up. One was a pack of brightly colored flower stickers.
Those are really pretty, said Jessie.
Those look familiar, said Henry. I wish I could remember where I've seen stickers like that before.
Look at these stickers, said Benny, picking up another pack that had fallen. These are letters. They all fell out of the package.
We should probably buy those, said Jessie, picking the stickers up off the floor. We shouldn't leave a package that came open because of us.
The Aldens put the flower stickers back on the rack, paid for the alphabet stickers, and walked over to the table where Sophia sat.
Hello, said Sophia, not looking up from her tablet. Can't you see that I'm busy?
I sure hope you're not telling the whole world about our secret, said Jessie. You promised that you wouldn't.
I haven't told anyone yet, said Sophia. I'm just checking to make sure none of the other Madeline Rose websites have broken the news. If they do, then they will be the ones to get millions of visitors on their sites.
Well, that's why we wanted to talk to you, said Henry, careful to speak quietly. Do you know something about Madeline Rose going missing? Because a story like that would make your website pretty famous, wouldn't it?
I would never do anything mean to her, Sophia said. I'm her biggest fan.
Besides me, said Violet.
Besides you, said Sophia. All I wanted to do was to come here and see her and sing for her.
Then why did you get out of the line? Jessie asked. If you wanted to sing so badly, you wouldn't have left and lost your spot.
But I didn't lose my spot, Sophia said, sipping her coffee. That girl with a really nice voice.
Lonnie, said Henry. Lonnie Dreams, right?
Yeah, Lonnie, said Sophia. She said she would save my spot for me. I feel bad for not being very nice to her because she was very nice to me.
Okay, said Henry. Then maybe you can help us. You know a lot about Madeline Rose. Who would you suspect if you were trying to solve this mystery?
I don't know who would make her disappear, said Sophia, but I do know that I saw something kind of weird as I walked over here.
A man with a black suit and sunglasses? Benny asked.
No, laughed Sophia, although I did see a guy like that near where we were standing. What I saw that I thought was strange was Madeline Rose's mother. I saw her going into the beauty salon.
I saw that place, said Jessie. It's between the clothing store and the video game store, right?
Oh, that's the one, Sophia said. I just think it's weird for someone whose daughter is missing to be worried about looking good.
You're right, Jessie said, looking at the other Aldens. It is weird.
Benny and Violet nodded in agreement.
Looks like we should head to the salon to talk to our next suspect, Henry said.